It's time to talk retirement, brought to you by Evergreen Lifestyle, offering you a partnership for life. And I'm joined now by Evergreen Brand Marketing Director, Arthur Case, who's back with us again. Arthur, I still think of you as the CEO. Anyway, great to chat again. Last week, we started this conversation on the rising trend of multi-generational living. And I picked up that last year, the city of Cape Town amended a municipal bylaw to actually allow owners of property the automatic right to build a second dwelling on most properties in Cape Town. So this growing popularity in the Western Cape of the multi-generational living trend is surely a contributor to that decision.
No, absolutely. I think in Cape Town there probably were two issues in their thinking. The one was the need to increase density in housing just generally, because of the need of more and more people needing accommodation. And of course, I think acknowledgement of the fact that seniors are moving in with their children, and this legislation made that possible in terms of building a granny flat or similar.
Now, last week we went through the basic drivers of this trend, but from a retirement model perspective, what are the retirement model options that you see available within the multi-generational living space?
Well, the obvious one is retiring with your family, with your adult children and grandchildren, and that's the legislation that you referred to, making that possible. And there are a bunch of fantastic pros and cons related to that particular type of retirement. It's mainly driven, I believe, by economics, where seniors are finding it difficult to afford retirement. We're living longer, as you said, not all of us have saved adequately. So it ticks that box very nicely, but it does create some other challenges. Then, of course, there is your conventional retirement villages, which are generally not multi-generational, but there's been a recent move, as I mentioned on our last chat, to actually develop retirement villages inside large residential estates. So there you've got the possibility of living on that estate and having mum and dad living in a retirement unit on the same estate. It provides a different option for both mum and dad and for the adult children. So you kind of have the best of both worlds almost. You are very close. You know that your family are being cared for, but you still maintain that level of independence that you would like.
Now, that raises an issue for me, Arthur, in the South African context. If we're talking about multi-generational living, living with your grandparents and bringing the grandchildren all into the same living area, if you're Italian or Portuguese or one of the Mediterranean cultures, culturally it's not a new thing. For South Africans, though, we seem to like our space a little bit more. Am I incorrect in assuming we might be slightly more conservative with the way we approach this kind of thing from a nuclear family perspective?
Yes, I think so. I think that the physical home, the home that the adult children are living in, may have a number of limitations in terms of accommodating mom and dad. And of course, as mom and dad age, new challenges present themselves. And I know that if you think about retiring, there's a whole lot of things you need to consider before you move in with your children if you're a senior. But some of the three most important considerations are, what happens if my adult children need to move? Son's taking a great promotion in Gauteng or even an overseas opportunity. What happens to the parents who probably at that stage have not got much free capital? Another biggie which I experienced personally, Michael, was my mum lived with us for the last 10 years of her life, and she passed away just over a year ago. So I have firsthand experience. And, the first challenge came when she lost mobility, and we had to say, Mum, you can't drive the car anymore. We're going to need to have to to find other solutions for you to get around and to go and do your shopping. Yeah. And then, of course, as you age further and the need for care arises, the adult children are out probably pursuing careers, the kids are at school, how do you solve those problems? So it is great. I mean, in my case, My children benefited from being around their grandmother. She left them with some fantastic values and memories, but it is very challenging. And there are other aspects that challenge as well, if I can just continue, Michael.
Sure.
You know, there's the issue of loss of personal identity for the adult parents. You know, you're now living in your children's space. There are issues of privacy, which are challenging. And of course, there's the family dynamics in the nuclear family, which is now affected by the third generation moving in. There's issues around how you deal with shared finances, and so on. So lots of things that you need to overcome. I think it can work for some people. It worked for my family, but for many, it's going to be challenging. And I know that when my mom eventually aged, the challenges were real, and we very often would, for periods of time, move her into the Evergreen Musenberg frail care, so that we could have some respite care, if you like, while she was taken care of.
Yeah. So, I mean, Arthur, it's very real, and I'm glad you shared your first-hand experience, because when mobility goes, when care is needed, when all of those real-life issues happen around aging, we need to be cognizant of the amount of time and energy one can invest. As much as you say, well, it's my mom or my dad, and we'll do it. What we have to do. The reality is that life doesn't cease. The world keeps on turning, and so we from a broader perspective need to think very carefully about the geriatrics and geriatric care, and how we approach that. And it's almost a society-wide issue, this, isn't it? When you read the likes of Atul Gawande and others, it's something that as a society, we are grappling with how we handle this. From a benefits perspective, though, and we hear and discuss a lot about the sandwich generation and how we're all under a whole heap of financial pressure at the moment. And so you've got breadwinners who are not only supporting their children and trying to put them through very good schools, you're now ending up supporting your parents as well. Do you see major benefits through multi-generational living that might ease some of that financial pressure?
It certainly does. I think, you know, if you're able to live with your adult children, if you have the kind of relationship where you can give each other space, it certainly helps with economics, no question about that. You know, some seniors might be able to sell the family home, liberate the capital to invest, and then stay with the children at a much reduced cost. Parents can be a help around the house. While they're still active and independent, you have a built-in babysitter. Mom and dad could maybe help with homework, although I think homework's getting a bit beyond us seniors these days. they can just be around their grandchildren and their adult children and enjoy that. So there are benefits, but I think, you know, and I've seen this in my own family and in others, that when the seniors or the mom and dad are still independent and active and have their own motor vehicle and get around and have their own lives, it can work. But as I say, we know as they start aging and they need help in a whole variety of areas, it becomes very challenging. Can place a burden on the family, which can have all sorts of consequences. And it's very difficult at that stage for mom and dad to reverse out of the arrangement, probably from an economic perspective and others. So you really do need to think very carefully about moving in with adult children.
Yeah.
Whereas, for those who are able to afford it, the multi-generational retirement lifestyle offers so many benefits.
And Arthur, we're going to have to leave it there, but I think an important message to end off on, because as we see, one of the big retirement risks as we transition is always making the wrong choice when it comes to purchasing what kind of annuity. But I think from an even more important perspective, the lifestyle choices that we make are as you say, very difficult to reverse out of, and so need to be given equal and due care and consideration. As always, Arthur, thanks for making us think.
Thanks for the chat, Michael. Go well.
That was Evergreen's Brand Marketing Director, Arthur Case, with this week's retirement feature brought to you by Evergreen Lifestyle, offering you a partnership for life.